First, I'm going to compliment Doug and his football team, the Eagles, for the win. You know, they got it done in the end. I wish him a lot of luck going forward. He's a good man. I told the team that I didn't think this was the time to dissect everything right now. We'll get together as a group, talk about everything we need to talk about tomorrow, and then they'll have Tuesday off. You know, without getting my eyes on the film, or I didn't look at stats or anything, I did think the offense came out and did a nice job. Eli managing everything, that drive at the end was special. We all were hoping for a memorable score and a memorable game. You know, a lot of what could have been, but a 2-11 team beating an 11-2 on the last play would have been special. It didn't happen. You know, obviously some of the things I know I'm going to get asked about, you know, talk about right now, the special teams protection obviously got us in trouble. Defensive tackling is not good enough. I can remember one third down in particular that we're off the field that kills you. You guys know that. And can't turn the ball over against a good football team. They have proven that if you don't turn the ball over against them, I'm talking about the Eagles, you got a decent chance of winning. And there's a lot of other things in there. I do believe that the fight in this football team was reflective out on the field. And my comment to them was, if that is the best team in the NFC, which it might very well be, then we went out there and, you know, exchange punches with the best and almost came away with a win, but we didn't. So having said all that, I'll just open it up.
Coach, based off the eye test, how do you think Eli Apple did in his first game back?
You know, and again, I need to see the film, but I was asking, I thought he was solid. I don't remember anything that got us in trouble. I do remember this, at least two really good tackles, and he's a really good tackler.
How's Landon?
Well, Landon went out, you know, he was smart. I have no regrets about having him play. He doesn't either. But you just got to, you know, he tweaked it again, and he just wasn't able to go. I mean, he's going to go if he can go. He's a warrior. Love that man. But he just wasn't able to go to a certain point.
Touchdown pass to Burton that they had the first half. What was the coverage with Eli and DRC on that one? He was wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm going back in my mind. I believe it was a man. He got picked, and I think on that one, DRC, he was planning on that guy picking and having to help on the throw that goes, and it didn't happen. We kind of made a little bit of a mistake, but that wasn't the only thing. We'll get that ironed out.
Just from a personal standpoint, you need to string together some victories to try to make a case for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not making a case. I'll tell you what I'm doing here. I'm trying to get a football team ready to play a game, and I thought they did that. And when I finished with the team just now, the focus is on Arizona. And that's what we do in this league. By the time we wake up Wednesday morning and go in that building, it's going to be the same as all the other 31 teams. They're going to be doing the same thing. It won't matter whether they won a game on Sunday or lost the game on Sunday. I can't remember exactly where it happened. I know the one field goal, I believe, was on our right side. We got to get it taken care of. I mean, when we see the film, we'll have a better idea whether it was steps or, you know, who didn't punch here or who didn't punch there. But you can't have it. This time of year, we need to have that all firmed up.
Came from that same side.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't have the guys in my. I'll have to look at it.
I mean, how tough is that? It's like a 12-point swing.
I know. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
How much are you involved in special teams at this point?
Tom does. I mean, I'm not sticking my nose where I'm not an expert at. But we talk about game management, what we would do, what we wouldn't do. Tom and Dwayne know what they're doing, so they'll get it ironed out.
What did you see on the fourth and goal play on the second to last drive, and were you given an explanation as to why a flag wasn't thrown?
I was not. You're talking about the last play there to win it?
The fourth.
I was not given them. I wasn't.
What were your thoughts on it?
I'm going to hold my thoughts. I'd like to see it on tape.
How much does it hurt, though, this game you could have won without the special team mistakes?
How much does it hurt that?
Yeah, the fact that this is a game that could have turned by making
it. Yeah. I mean, any game you lose hurts. I mean, what we're going to go back and end up thinking about and dissecting is we were ahead early in the game, and we let them get back in. And I felt we let them get back in it by mistakes that we made. And to their credit, you know, they kept playing and battled their way back. And then, yeah, the special teams miscues put our backs to the wall. That's tough. It's hard enough that, well, look, the margin for error is very small for us right now with all the injuries and what we're going through. And to be making it easy on an opponent, and that hurts.
It's been a while since Eli's had a performance like that. What was the difference today in your mind?
I'm not sure what the difference is other than I know that's him. We know what he's capable of, and that showed today. I tell you what, I would say this, just without watching the film, that was a really good front we just played, that defensive front from Philadelphia. And I don't remember, I mean, I'm sure there was a little bit of pressure here and there, but obviously Eli was getting enough time to function effectively as a quarterback to get us that many points. So I'd credit the O-line without seeing it on tape right now.
What did you do different offensively? I mean, you obviously had a lot more success offensively.
Say again, Jordan?
What did you think worked offensively? What did you do different? Success,
yeah. I don't know whether we did anything different. We talked a lot during the week about the value of a 4-yard run and a 5-yard completion against this team. And the fact that if we could get some of those completions, some of them would turn into yards after catch plays, which it did. I mean, 87 had one that I can think of. TK had one we ran. They had shown that was an edge we were looking for in playing this football team. So that worked out pretty good. I don't know that we functioned any differently. Eli still functioned with making some checks. I can remember one specifically. He got us out of a call, put us in a good play. Mike's been doing a really good job with that. And, you know, Mike and Eli have been together for so long that when the game plan is fed and Eli bounces it back and forth, I see Eli coming up later in the evening suggesting plays. I think they're working real well together, and they felt comfortable with the game plan, and for the most part did a good job with it.
You can talk about Eli. I assume that we'll call him when he's starting next week.
Yeah, you can. That's a pretty good assumption.
What kind of things can JPP do better to win his individual matchups and get to the quarterback?
Without seeing the tape, I can't dissect what he did or didn't do. I know it's tough with the Clay's dealing with an injury right now, and I don't know that. I got to watch the tape. If you're asking about today, what he could do differently, that's really hard for me to say here today until I get my eye on the tape.
Steve, your receivers have been particularly struck with injuries this year in terms of, you know, Odell and Brandon Marshall. How impressed have you been with Sterling Shepard's rise to the top of the receiver spot? I believe he tied a career high with 11 receptions today.
So yeah. Very impressed. I mean, look, Sterling's a talented guy. He's battled a little bit of injuries this year himself. You know, the one thing when these young guys have injuries along the way, this is what we lose sight of. So you get a young guy and he plays a couple games and then he misses two or three and then plays again and then he misses. They lose that foundation of all the reps and all the football. You know, I mean, because he's been injured here and there, he's in his second year, but he's not a second year with X number of games under his belt. So the more and more play time we can get to these guys, I think the better they'll get. But your point about the wide receivers is a good one. You know, haven't had a lot of injuries. I'm proud of the way the guys have stepped up and played. The catching the ball and getting the yards after catch is huge in this league, and I thought we did a pretty good job with it.
In a season like this, how much does this one hurt?
Oh. It'll probably hurt more later when I'm home with Maria. That's what happens to me. I start reflecting because it's right there. You know, in a lot of ways. I mean, early being ahead, and then, you know, the game, I think we're down by, no, we're ahead by two at halftime. Am I right? Somebody help me out with it. So, you know, we came in at halftime, and it felt bad, but we're ahead. You know, so we play the 30 minutes of football. We said at the beginning of the game, we worried about the second 30 minutes when we got in there at halftime, and that's what we did. And then we were in there swinging. You know, defense, we just didn't play great. I looking back at it, we're just not playing good defensive football. And I've got to look at what I'm doing. We got to look at how we're approaching things. We need to get better there. I feel bad we let the offensive guys down.